Hello Boomers, I'm afraid this isn't going to be as positive a boo as I'd like. It's about the election and my experience of voting. Generally before that, before today, I've had an okay experience. As you know, I've moved to London. And I went to vote just now. First of all, this bloke sort of helped me to the entrance of the polling station, and there was this kind of bit you had to walk round because I think they'd had a step originally, and you had to go sort of turn left and then turn right again because they put a ramp in, which is all, you know, very good because then people in wheelchairs can get in there as well, so that's fine. But anyway, I came in with this bloke who showed me to the desk, table, whatever, where the lady was. And I said, she said, "Excuse me, have you come to vote?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Who's that gentleman with you?" I said, "I don't know, I've no idea. He was just outside." Anyway, she then proceeded to go and speak to him and say, "Are you with this lady?" So that was a bit annoying, but on its own, annoying, patronising, but on its own, well, yeah, let it go kind of thing. You know, I've gone there to vote, I'll get on with it. So shit, I didn't need my polling card, which is good because I didn't have it. But I knew that you didn't need it. So gave her my name and address. And she got the ballot paper ready for me. There's a braille thing they stick on top of the ballot paper. And she said that, "Oh, we normally just stick it on this side." And I said, "What, so you're not putting the..." Because I said the flaps are supposed to be over the top of the boxes where you put the cross, so that if you're blind, you can do your cross yourself and you don't need any assistance. And she was like, she was going to tell me... Before she was going to tell me all the candidates, she just said, "Do you know who you're going to vote for?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, do you want to tell me?" And I said, "No." I said, "That's the whole point, it's a secret ballot." And she actually said, "Well, yes, it is a secret, because I'm not going to tell anybody." And I was just standing there thinking, is this really happening? I was so angry. I'm still angry. Anyway, my cross wasn't in the right place. And I had to get her to look at it because I was sure she'd put it in the wrong... Oh, I said it sticks on, the braille sticks on. She goes, "No, it doesn't." And I just took it off her gently and pulled off the adhesive bit on the back that does stick on, that she obviously didn't know about. And I said, "You haven't had training on this, have you?" And, you know, I was trying really hard not to get cross. But what really annoyed me about her more than... I don't mind if somebody doesn't know things, right? If they'll just say, you know, "I haven't done this before. Do you know how this works?" or something. Fair enough. But what really made me angry was the fact that she assumed she knew best, you know? So she said, "Well, we normally..." When I said, you know... She said, "Well, you haven't put your cross in the box." And I said, "Well, that's because you didn't put the braille so that the flaps were over the boxes. That's your job." I said, "You're the one whose eyes work." Because she'd already asked me by this point to tell her who I was going to vote for. And she said, she then had to look at it and stuff. And then she said something about, "Oh yes, we have to write something or other about the papers we've assisted with." And it's almost like she expected that I just couldn't possibly vote on my own. And I asked her who's in charge, and she said, "Well, I am, but you know, I'm going to find out how to complain about this because I'm not happy at all." I said to her, when she'd stuck the box, the thing in the wrong place, I said, "Basically, you've just wrecked my right to a secret ballot, haven't you?" And that's when she said, "Well, no, it is secret because I won't tell anybody." It was like she was on a power trip, I thought, actually. I'm in charge of this polling station and don't you forget it sort of thing. She didn't say that, but... And then she didn't ask if I needed any help to get out, so I ended up sort of wandering around and looking very stupid and not being able to find the way out. But yeah, she was horrible because she just assumed that I couldn't possibly vote on my own. And she's in charge of a polling station, apparently. I don't know whether she, I don't know whether I believe her, actually, that she was in charge. Or whether she just didn't want to be reported to somebody else. And I wish I'd thought to find out what her name is. But anyway, I know where, I know which the polling station was. So, but yeah, so I've never had such a ridiculous experience in all my life. They've had Braille before, and they've just said to me before, in another polling station, oh, you know, how do we do this? And I've just said to them, oh, it's you know, adhesive on the back, and then, you know, you put the flaps over the boxes. And the other thing she said was, oh, I think the main part of the problem is that the candidates aren't numbered like they are in the old ballot papers. But, I mean, so what? I can still remember that the first one she said was Conservative, or the second one was UKIP, or it wasn't, but, you know, whatever it was. But she... That's really wound me up. I'd be interested to know what other blind people's experiences have been like. In fact, I'm going to post this to my normal account, but I might post it to one of the VI channels too. Anyway, I hope everyone else's experience of the democratic process has been a truly secret ballot, and that nobody else has ended up with a ridiculous situation like that. I mean, the reason I didn't do a postal vote was, oh, well, someone else will have to help me to put my cross in the right place. And I mean, I actually, some people do know what party I support and stuff, but that's not the point. The point is, we should have the right as blind people, if there's a way for us to vote independently, which there is now with this Braille thing, then we should be allowed to use it. Not considered as, you know, unimportant. And like, for example, actually, the other thing that happened was, I said there was a ballot box in front of me. She wasn't going to show me where the ballot box was. She just walked off after I'd, after we'd sorted out, you know, after I'd folded the paper up. And and I said, so is it all right to put it in this ballot box? And she sort of went, well, there is only one ballot box. And I said, I don't know that, do I? I can't see. But the way she said it, I said, there's no need to talk to me as if I'm stupid. It's not necessary. So yeah, there you go. Bit of a nightmare. Take care all, and I hope you're having a better evening than I have so far. But hey, hopefully that's the worst part of the evening over with, and I can make myself something nice to eat at home and enjoy the rest of the evening. Take care. Bye for now.